AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A suicide bomber on a motorcycle set off his explosives amid a crowd of soldiers and civilians at a bank in Afghanistan today. At least 30 people are dead, more than 80 others hurt in that blast. People had gathered at the bank to collect their pay. 3 of 11 people hurt in a gas pipeline explosion in Fresno, California, in critical condition. County Sheriff Margaret Mims says the blast happened at a county gun range where a worker and a crew of jail inmates were working on a berm before that explosion.
There were two deputy sheriffs next to a building when the explosion occurred, about 400 feet away. They immediately went to the aid of the inmates as well as the front loader operator.
Witnesses say flames shot more than 100 feet into the air after that blast. The Department of Transportation has ordered trains carrying crude oil and other flammable liquids to slow down as they travel through urban areas. AP's Joan Lowy with more.
They've been working on these measures for a long time. They're getting a lot of pressure from Congress to do something because people in the communities and the states where these trains go through, which is a large part of the United States, are really worried about their safety.
The freight haulers had already voluntarily limited oil trains to no more than 40 miles an hour in urban areas, but the order makes that a requirement and extends it to trains carrying other flammable liquids such as ethanol. Phoenix police say a man shot and killed his mother, two brothers, and one of their wives before killing himself. Neighbor Scott Pollock says no one in the neighborhood knew what was going on until it was over.
We didn't know that basically from the time that we were all out here, you know, myself and neighbors and everyone else, that it had already taken place and that there were dead bodies in the home.
Police say the shooter had been in a business dispute with his brothers. This is AP Radio News. College students in Illinois will be glued to the tube for credit. Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel with more.
A lot of people have gone to school on the HBO series Game of Thrones. Now some students at Northern Illinois University can go to school for Game of Thrones. The school is offering a course this semester on the show, and it can be taken for honors credit. Co-professor Valerie Garber says the show represents aspects of the Middle Ages more realistically than others that claim to be more historically accurate. As for textbooks, not really necessary. Students, however, will be required to watch episodes of the show. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Tonight, Ringo Starr takes his place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He says he got a little help from a friend.
I feel Paul wanted a day out, and so he's nominated me, and I'm up, and I'm getting it, and he's going to, do me.
Bill Withers, Lou Reed, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are the other inductees. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.